Addressing the nation after a tragedy such as the shootings in Arizona have become something like commonplace, unfortunately, for our recent U.S. presidents. KTRH's Nick Rynkevich is joining us live to tell us how analysts say last night's speech fits into history.
JP, we've witnessed the attacks of 9/11, school shootings at Virginia Tech and Columbine, and former Presidents Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush both dealt with space shuttle disasters.
Our journey into space will go on. In the skies today, we saw destruction and tragedy. Yet farther than we can see, there is comfort and hope.
Even President Bill Clinton was forced into the role of comforter-in-chief after the Oklahoma City bombing.
We pledge to do all we can to help you heal the injured, to rebuild this city, and to bring to justice those who did this evil.
Unlike those previous incidents, though, the shootings in Arizona have sparked a heated political backlash, an issue that analyst Chris Begala credits the president for taking the high road on.
He actually said, we do not need to go after people. Let's talk in a way that heals, not a way that wounds. I thought President Obama was fantastic.
Fellow insider Jim McGrath agrees and tells Houston's Morning News it was mission accomplished for Obama.
He went there and embodied the American sense of grief that we all feel, and he went to Tucson and conveyed that in such a dignified manner.
McGrath believes many Americans now are waking up today with a new opinion of the president as the nation tries to move forward. JP?
All right. Thank you, Nick.